BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Nola Valeri in the Morning Madhouse clocking in. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Hotter day in the Queen City. It's going to be right in the 93. 73 degrees on you at the house. And no rain in the forecast for today and tomorrow. Rain slated to come in on Friday and be with us throughout the weekend. But today, tomorrow, boy, it's going to be high. And it's going to be hot. And it's going to be 90s. And no rain in the forecast. In the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, that's what it is. How you feeling, though?
I'm a little under the weather this morning. Oh, man. You know, the weather is sort of changing, going back and forth. Plus, school is back in. Man, it was bound to happen. So, parents, if you're out there, you got kids, make sure, you know, you're getting their immune system right. Y'all eating y'all fruits and vegetables and washing your hands. Because little ones like to carry disease and germs and colds all around. Ugh. Yeah, so watch out for that. It's going around.
Yeah, my neck. I don't know what's wrong with my neck this morning, but it hurt. No. I don't know if I slept wrong or something. I don't know, but it hurt.
I'm all stopped up and my throat is a little scratchy, so try to take some medicine and get myself back together. But yeah, this always happens.
It probably was from all that wind from that airplane dive you took.
No, started a little bit more than that. And then I didn't make it any better yesterday because I was actually out working the poles for my good friend Jessica Davis. And it started raining. It was pouring down rain. And once it lightened up a little bit, I went back out there. So I was out there in the rain yesterday. That didn't make it no better.
All right, also in the Madhouse with this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Bubba.
I say good morning.
Everybody in Con City.
Good morning.
All the way back to Fort Meade.
Good morning.
All the way up to Rock Hill.
Good morning.
Come on, man. Wake up, Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Bubba? How you feeling in the morning? Big dog, big dog.
I'm feeling, okay.
Oh, my bad.
Got a little excited there, Larry.
Yeah, to get that up.
It must be something in the air, man. I ain't getting no sleep last night. My whole mouth was hurting. I need to get a root canal.
I thought you had that done.
No.
Oh, you didn't have it done?
I didn't have it done yet.
Oh, that's what you told us.
I'm scared.
That's what you told us a long time ago.
I didn't say I got it done.
Yeah, okay.
I said I need to get it done.
Okay. You good? But,
my mouth is.
Your mouth is?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
My tooth is.
All right. You good?
Yeah. Got my jawline hurting. It was hurting down in my neck. It was hurting so bad.
It's called brushing on a regular basis.
Oh, no. I brush my teeth.
And flossing. And
going, I do floss.
And going to see the dentist on a regular basis. You won't have that problem.
I do. I go get a cleaning.
Mm-hmm. When you go get a cleaning, they give you a dental plan.
Right. They take x-rays.
Yeah, my dentist does. I go to the black dentist downstairs, Dr. Picot.
Maybe that's who I need to go see.
Maybe that's who you need to go see.
See what my
insurance.
Give
me a birthday text message.
Dr. Picot? Mm-hmm. He's a real good guy.
Yeah.
Dr. Picot, if you listening, holler at your boy, man.
Hey, no, you need to go holler at him.
That's not how going to the dentist works.
Oh, that?
Nah.
No.
You need to go holler at him.
It's
another one, too, that's really good. That's that a Smithite works at, Miss Jessica.
Darren.
Night and day. Night and day dental on Independence.
Dentist the Menace. That's what it is. I couldn't get it right.
It's I see what
Dentist
he did there.
The Menace.
I see what he did.
On Instagram. Yeah, his name is Darren Ramsey.
Yeah.
He actually used to play basketball over at Smith. Hey,
yeah.
Darren.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I checked him out sometimes, too.
He did the guy. He filled the cavity for the guy.
Really?
Funniest thing ever.
What, he had laughing gas?
Well, no. The guy was just very, very scared. He was really very nervous.
A lot of adults are afraid of the dentist.
Yeah.
You think a lot of kids are, but a lot of adults are afraid of the
My daughter is banned from the dentist.
What do you mean, Dan?
Like we took her to the last time we took her to the dentist, all she had to do She was cleaning her teeth. That's all
she
was doing.
Yeah, a lot of kids are scared of the drill sound.
And it was the sound.
Yes, the sound of the
drill.
It
didn't hurt. She didn't have to do anything. It was just the sound of the thing and I guess the vibrations on her gums.
Yeah.
It don't My daughter was in there screaming and losing her mind. The dentist said, I got other kids in here. I don't want them to think that coming to the dentist is a bad thing. She said, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I felt so bad. I'm like, how dare you embarrass me?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of kids are but I mean, a lot of dentists are used to dealing with kids because they know that, you know, they are going to be afraid, a lot of them. So they, and usually they grow out of it as they keep going because, you know, my daughter was the same way. She had to get her teeth readjusted and everything. Now she has braces, but she loves going to the dentist now because now that she's of age, they don't even allow the parents to come in. The kids check in by themselves. Mm. They go get their appointments and everything by themselves at a certain age. So I love it.
I wore braces at the most, at the worst time in my life. I wore them as a sophomore in college.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. I had to wear them for a year.
They cool.
You know what? It's like a cool sophomore in college.
It's like a cool thing now for like middle school and high school kids. Like they change the colors.
Well, you know,
and
there's so many different options.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like you can get the Invisalign and all that. Mm-hmm. But I had full fledged wire braces as a sophomore. And my dentist was in, my orthodontist was in Virginia. So I would have to travel home like once a month just for an orthodontist appointment. Go see my orthodontist. And to this day, I still wear my retainer.
I used to like that. I used to like, in high school, if the girl was cute and she had braces, I was like, oh, hey.
Until that wire pop in the back and it's you all in your mouth. You got all that wax in your mouth.
Yeah, Ryan has popped two wires and you only get to pop three. So she's on her last chance.
Oh, no. I mean, with me, you could pop as many, but I was in Charlotte, and my orthodontist was in Virginia, so I would have to wait like a month with wires like poking me in the cheek. It was horrible, so I always keep wax with me, trying to cover it up.
I never had braces. My mom said,
"Me either.
We can't afford that. You better brush your teeth and eat apples."
Oh no, so I had all that braces, glasses, all that kind of stuff.
Afford them because my teeth were huge when I was little.
They still are.
I had them.
Good morning. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this is your morning inspiration. Understand that before your life is over, you'll live, love, and experience loss. You'll live each day not knowing what tomorrow holds, but be confident that God holds your tomorrow. It's not in your hands. It's not in the hands of your boss, your teacher, your friend, or anybody else. No, your life is in God's hands. And just because you don't recognize the path that you're on doesn't mean that God is not leading you. Here's what He promises in His Word. I will lead them in the paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them. Remember, times and seasons may change, but God does not. He is present with you even when you can't see your way. So today, live in the confidence of God's direction. I'm Pastor RJ Davis. This has been your morning inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Today's inspirational power song is coming from the Arkansas Gospel Mass Choir. I lift my hands. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Song says, I lift my hands and worship.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 607, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. And, of course, you know what time it is inside the Madhouse.
It is time for that Madhouse question of the day using the hashtag MHQOTD. Today, we would like to know, if you could give one to your significant other for a week, which one would you rather give them? Your phone or access to your bank account?
And it's not, you don't get to choose. I mean, you get to choose, but you have to get them one.
You have to give them one. Their phone, your phone, or their phone, or access to their bank account. No questions asked. Take my money, my house and my car.
You gonna get that phone up?
Hell no, I ain't giving up my phone. No.
Why you gonna get a
no,
phone?
No, I'm not giving up my phone. I'm not giving up my phone for nothing. If somebody called my phone to FaceTime my children, I hold the phone while they FaceTiming.
What's in the phone, man? What's in the phone?
Nothing. just don't want you to.
Why you gonna get up there?
I just don't want you to see nothing in my phone.
Get a phone up, baby.
Nah, hell no. Nope. Easy. That's easy.
Jessica?
It's easy. My phone. Because what you're not going to touch is my money. You are not going to touch my money. No. No. You go here. Take my phone.
All right, so when you say bank account, is it access to all of them or do
every piece of money you got?
Nah, hell nah, hell nah, hell nah, hell nah. Mm-mm. Nah, we ain't doing that. And phone neither, all right? Just kill me. Don't want to put me in the box.
Hold on, wait.
Huh?
So, like, do they get to see your transactions and your records?
Everything. Your you know, bank account accesses, you get to see everything, bro.
Oh, yeah, take the phone. Yeah, go ahead and take the phone.
No, you can't switch it up,
huh?
Now.
You can't switch it.
No, you already said, huh? You already said the bank account. Okay. I'm with Jessica, though. You can have the phone. I can cut that off.
I ain't even cut mine off. Ain't nothing in it. My phone just as dry as it want to be.
Yeah, it's dry.
Here you go.
Ain't nothing in it, but I'm just saying, though.
Shut up, man.
There you go.
Ain't nothing in my phone either.
No, Burb. You've already admitted to there. Not only is there something in your phone, there are lots of things in your phone. You've already admitted to that.
No, so. Pictures of my kid.
Let me hold it in.
It's my kid here.
Nah, I'm good. I don't want it. I'm scared.
Let me hold it. I'm nosy.
Yeah. Oh, wait, let me delete this.
How do they answer the question of the day?
You can answer our question of the day by sliding in our DMs at Hey Miss Jessica. At I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. You can also leave it in the comments or you can hit us up on the voicemail
704-227-8780.
All right.
No Limit Larry.
Oh, y'all know, man. These folks got to hit his no cap. No cap.
All right, yes, it's time for your nosy neighbor news quickie. Looks like The Princess and the Frog could be the next Disney film to get a live-action remake. Are we excited about that, The Princess and the Frog? Other Disney classics that are getting buzzed for a possible remake are Robin Hood, Treasure Planet, and Sword in the Stone. Are you all still up for all of these live action remakes? Let me know on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news quickie.
Yeah, Polo G, pop out. We got more nosy neighbor news on the way for you next hour. You know how we do it, Charlotte's plug. It's Pod 88. Another Larry the Boy, the Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right in the 73 degrees right now in Charlotte, America. And yes, Ms. Jessica, you told us just about those live action remakes. I kind of like them. Like, I like the Lion King drunk. I kind of like the live action remakes.
I'm excited.
I think it's going to be a new fad.
I would be excited about the Princess and the Frog one.
I will too.
I want to see how they would do that one.
Mm-hmm.
But Lion King has almost ruined it for me.
I do
want to see The Little Mermaid. I'm excited about that one because you got your girl who's going to be Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
But Lion King, I'm telling you, Lion King almost ruined it for me.
I've heard if you are a fan of the original, then you are disappointed in the live action remake. Mm-hmm. It was almost as if the live action remake ruined The Lion King for you.
Not the live action remake. One specific person.
Beyonce
single-handedly ruined the entire movie.
Don't you do
movie.
Be like that.
You saw it, Larry.
I did too.
You saw it. And am I lying?
Lions attack. Right, coming up, man. It's Nolan Valerius, Boy the Madhouse. You know it's a Working Woman Wednesday. Ladies, we got a question.
Hey, ladies. Oh, yeah. It's Working Woman Wednesday.
I get so uncomfortable when he does that because he puts his hands up and then his bra rises up on his chest. Coming up, man, we got your morning throwback and we kick it off Working Woman Wednesday. Today's morning throwback is by Miss Jessica. It's out of Miss Jessica's collection. Find out what Miss Jessica is selecting this morning. It's Pod 88.
No limit.
Take Power 98 everywhere.
I'm working this Friday.
All right, ladies, talk to us this morning. You're on your way to work. First of all, you call in, shout yourself out, or shout somebody, another lady out on her way to work. But as you call in, 570-WPEG, we want you to answer this question. What's the question, Burp?
The question is, What song would you dedicate to your ex? Or what would your ex dedicate to you?
Oh, what song would your ex dedicate to you? Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's what we want to know.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing.
Right. It doesn't have to be a bad one.
Yeah, you don't have to be a bad song. It could be a good
thing. Mine would be bad.
Yours would be bad?
Yeah.
You're not a lady.
You're right.
And because, you know, all relationships don't end on bad terms.
Yeah.
Sometimes you mutually agree that this is not going to work out.
I don't think I've ever mutually agreed.
That you was messing up?
That we should split up. I don't think. I might have mentioned it. And she was like, uh-uh.
Jess, what about you?
The song?
Yeah,
or did I mutually agree to break up?
Both. Would you have a song, and have you ever mutually agreed to break up with somebody?
Yeah, definitely mutually agreed. Okay. We both were just like, this ain't working. It ain't working. Yeah. But my song is Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
Why you put your lips out like that?
Because I can breathe for the first time.
Right. Did you go through something, Jennifer? Did you go through something?
Since you've been gone. Yes.
Since you've been gone. Don't act like we don't know it now.
I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on. Yeah.
Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is.
Because you work hard, you got your loot.
For all my ladies, man. Duke Power, Mecklenburg County, everybody working down there. DSS chiming in one time. Big, big shout out to everybody working in the healthcare field. That's Novant, that's Atrium, that's Caramount. All the ladies that work in healthcare, man, got them scrubs on this morning doing their thing. It is a Working Woman Wednesday. And we asking you, ladies, what song would your ex dedicate to you, or would you dedicate to your ex? Somebody, grandma on the phone.
Vanessa. So it would have to be one of, what is that Luther song, House Is Not a Home.
You got to sing it.
I ain't singing this morning.
A house is not a home.
Yeah, but you know that Luther song?
I don't know.
Why is that dedicated to your ex?
Because that's the song I used to hear him. When I stayed in the field in Earl Village, I can hear him from a mile away with that song playing in his Cadillac.
Oh, in the Cadillac, baby. You took it back.
Yeah, he had a light blue Cadillac.
A light blue Cadillac with a light blue suit to match.
He had fishing issues, didn't he?
No, it was just the way it was.
Thank you, Vanessa. I'm about to grab on the phone. A light blue Cadillac. She said Earl Village. She took it back. For the folks who don't know, First Ward, the neighborhood First Ward, is that's where Earl Village used to be. Okay, just take y'all back. Good morning.
Who's saying that song? Oh, my God. I'm doing just fine.
Is that Mary J doing just fine? I don't know.
No, I think that.
Here we go.
Man's Boys to Men.
Oh, that's Boys to Men.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
okay.
That song right there.
What song by
just
Boys to Men?
Just Fine.
Just Fine, yeah. By Boys to Men, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
And why you going to dedicate that to your ex?
Because let him know I'm doing just fine without him.
Petty. Thank you, baby.
Just like that.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who is this?
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, where you work at, baby?
Wells Fargo.
Oh, okay. I know who this is. Chocolate Diamond 33. What song are you going to dedicate to your ex?
Both of us will probably dedicate this one.
Papers.
Oh, Usher. She playing in the background.
Radio etiquette. Play the hook. Straight to the hook.
y'all was married?
Yeah.
Oh, and y'all both was ready to sign them papers?
I was.
He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
And he's still not, but he'd be fine.
Why you leave that man?
He'd be all right.
Ladies, what song would you dedicate to your ex, or what would your ex dedicate to you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who is this?
Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, where you work at?
A school.
All right. What song you
going to
dedicate?
Don't be smart.
What song you going to dedicate to your ex?
I Should Have Cheated.
Oh. Should have cheated.
Keisha Cole. Oh, wow. Damn. That's how you feel about him?
That's how I feel.
Thank you, baby. I'm glad you didn't cheat. Or did you? Sound like cheated a little bit.
Well, since it's Working Woman Wednesday, Larry, what song would your ex dedicate to you?
That's a good question, Burp. Let me think on that bit, dog.
I want to know.
What song was my ex dedicated to?
Why you thinking like that?
Because I got to think, man, dog. Probably Tupac, Death Around the Corner.
Death Around the Corner?
Yeah.
Why would you dedicate that song?
But she tried to kill me like 17 times. Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I
woke up like this.
I guess before we let y'all shine this morning, y'all ladies still want to call in and give us y'all songs. Go ahead, baby. 598 WPEG, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got for me today?
I was calling to tell you what song I would dedicate to my ex.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Karma by Queen Naja.
Oh, look at you. Karma by Queen Naja.
Yes, because last night I told him I want a divorce.
Mm. Whoa.
Oh, God.
Jeez, not last night.
Last night.
And what did he say?
Yes, last night.
And what did he say?
Bull
crap. Huh?
He got in his car and started crying, talking about he ain't do nothing.
Did he do something?
Oh, yeah, he did something. He been doing something.
And how you know?
Because I seen it.
You seen it well. Where you seen it at?
In his phone.
See, get out that man's phone!
Sounds like you all need to send this case into Miss Jessica's Doghouse courtroom. You can send it in at morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has two D's.
Yes, and you need to go send it right now while it's fresh
send
on your mind.
The whole story. We won't
hear,
use no
we
name.
We want to hear or everything.
Make up, or make us a fake name.
All right, I got y'all, and I'm going to send it too.
All right, baby.
All right, thank you.
Paul Dottie, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? What you got for me this morning?
Well, I actually have two. I have Wonder Why by Tupac and Take a Bow by Rihanna.
Think, not Wonder Why by Tupac.
Round of applause. Standing yes, ovation.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you. Thank you for that rendition. All right, ladies. Whoa, but y'all calling in today. We got to let y'all shine. We got to get some positivity in this negative world because y'all being negative Nancy this morning.
This whole this was Larry's idea to do this.
Damn so was.
But time out. But I also
you
said
it don't have to,
it
be,
don't
a bad
have to
song.
Be a bad song. Every breakup is not a bad breakup.
Once again, this was Larry's idea.
Come on, man. Let's let them shine. 570 WPEG. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Hit us up, 570 WPEG. While you're dialing, man, it's that YFN Lucci, Trey Songz all night long. Charlotte's plug is Pot 98. Snow Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Blood for New Hip Hop and R&B. Hot today in the Queen City is going to be right in the 93, 74 degrees on you at the house right now. No rain in the forecast for the day. Should be just a great day of just warm weather and sunshine. So on your drive in this morning, you should be straight weather-wise, as well as your drive home this afternoon, you should be straight. Snow Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Don't forget, coming up, Miss Jessica's got your Nose and Neighbor News at 724. She got your Nose and Neighbor News quickie at 720. And don't forget, at 740, find out hashtag why Larry is mad. Hashtag Larry Mad is coming up at 7:40 this morning. Right now, though, we about to let y'all shine. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Your homegirl leveling up. Your homeboy got a new promotion at work. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Whoa.
Yeah, good morning. Who you letting shine?
I want to let the Central High School volleyball team and JV football team shine this morning.
Central who?
That's the name of the high school. It's in Pageland, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. County.
It's Central High School.
She still didn't tell why. Good morning.
Is this 598?
Yes.
Heck yes. I would love to let my sister shine. Her name is Benita Weber. She is on her way to Chicago because she is in the Navy, and that is where she will be stationed at for the next 3 years. I just want her to know I am so proud of her and proud of her in opening this new chapter in her life.
There you go.
That's proper shine etiquette. It was long.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
That'd be my mom, Dolores Sturdivant.
No shine etiquette. No shine etiquette.
Why are you letting your mama shine?
I'm sorry. She's been working on her with DOT over 30 years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And she finally this year got her brand new home built from top. She ain't been gloating because she ain't finished designing and getting it all good and stuff, but it looks good. And I went and stayed with the last
one. Okay, now you got to stop. Damn, sad etiquette.
Power 98 WPET, good morning. You got somebody you want to let shine?
Yes, I'm going to let my boys shine for waking up this morning, getting started off, getting their day started over at East Elementary in Monroe, just giving them a bunch of love, letting them shine this morning.
Straight like that, man. And I got to shine this morning. I got to send a big, big shine out to my niece, Shaquayla. Shaquayla, she's on the other side of, media. I do radio. She does TV and film. My niece works down in the ATL. And one of her films that she produced just got picked up by the UK Film Festival. So shout out to my niece, Shaquayla, down there doing it big in the ATL.
Yeah, Quay Quay.
All right, man, coming up is Justin. Got
your notes. Because his niece was named Shaquayla, we won't going to say nothing about that. We said about everything else about a name.
Shaquayla.
Shaquayla, that's just her name. That's her name, yeah. My sister daughter.
Did she put that name on her resume?
Oh, yeah, Shaquayla, yeah, all day.
Okay.
All day.
All right, Quay Quay, yes!
Coming up.
They probably call her CeCe. No, Larry family.
Nah,
Larry's family call her something like Buffy. They got nothing to do with her name.
Got hit his no cap.
That's right. It's time for your nosy neighbor news. It is right around the corner. We're going to be talking about Tamar Braxton's ex-husband. He has some more trouble on his hands. Escape fans got some good news for you. Michael Jordan is doing some good in the hood. Got details about that. And Viola Davis just got a brand new honor. I'm so excited about it. What is going on with Miss Viola Davis?
Viola Davis got honored for her voice. You know, she's got that distinct voice, and so they honored her for her voice. What?
I'm laughing because there's actually a meme about that.
Oh, yeah, she got a distinct voice.
I have to show you.
I love her
It's
voice.
Sort of hard to describe over the radio. I'll post it on my social media.
I love her voice, though.
I got it.
Okay.
The hood gave her the very first award for best interracial relationship.
Okay. On a show?
That's what she was honored for. No, in real life.
Okay.
Why do you ask him? Why do you ask him his opinion?
Okay.
Don't know. Best interracial relationship. What's wrong with
Thank
that?
Thank you. It's coming up next.
Yeah, that's coming up. It threw me, Burpee. That one threw me today.
Best black woman with a white man goes to Viola Davis.
All right. Nosy Neighbor News is coming up next. Find out what it is. The three.
Hennessy on my lips. Take a little sip. Privacy on the door. I'm a man.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, September 11th. Being brought to you by our Miami Pop Beach Festival contest. Log on to power98fm.com to register for a trip to Miami Beach Pop Festival that goes down November 8th through the 10th, featuring Chance the Rapper, The Roots, T-Pain, and more. You're going to stay at a luxurious Conrad Miami. It's courtesy of Hilton Hotels. You're going to get a round trip air transportation, which is courtesy of Visit Florida. Log on to power98fm.com for your chance to win. Congratulations to Viola Davis. The actress has been named the new brand ambassador for L'Oreal Paris. She let the cat out of the bag on Instagram saying, "The self-affirming words of 'because I'm worth it' have always given me chill bumps. What a joy it will be to not just say them over and over again, but to spread the message of worth to women around the world." She becomes the 10th person over the age of 40 to become a brand ambassador for the beauty brand. Tamar Braxton's ex-husband Vincent Herbert is in a battle that's worth $4 million. Sony Music is accusing him of hiding assets from the company and still out here living his best life. Sony was given $2 million 2 years ago in an earlier lawsuit against Herbert. Escape fans are getting a special treat. One more album. Candy's mom, Mama Joyce, made the announcement to fans at an award show. The ladies are waiting for all of their schedules to come together so they can head back into the studio. Tekashi 6ix9ine is trying to spend the least amount of time in jail for his racketeering case. He has agreed to admit to domestic violence in the past, and he won't be prosecuted. The rapper has been behind bars for months as his former colleagues get their sentences handed down to him. Tekashi 6ix9ine has a cooperation agreement with the government. Michael Jordan is doing some good in the hood. The NBA legend is pledging $1 million to aid with hurricane relief efforts in the Bahamas. He says, I am devastated to see the destruction that Hurricane Dorian has brought to the Bahamas, where I own property and visit frequently. Happy birthday to Taraji P. Henson and Ludacris. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Tekashi 6ix9ine. What does she say about Tekashi 6ix9ine? What type of agreement does he have? And what did he have to do as well? I was a part of the agreement. 570-WPEG. First caller through, correct answer. You're going to see Trevor Noah's Pod 88.
Get the latest news and celebrity.
And that she know he be choosing.
Pod 88, WPG, Charlotte's Blood for New Hip Hop and R&B, Megan Thee Stallion, Cash right there with the baby on there. And of course, you know it is time for hashtag Larry Mad. But before we get into that, make sure y'all log on. Make sure you log on to our Instagram pages so you can vote or you can voice your opinion on the Madhouse question of the day, which is hashtag M-H-O-T-D, the Madhouse question of the day. Oh, Q-O-T-D, my bad, I messed it up. But Madhouse question of the day. What's the question of the day, Burt?
The question is, today, we would like to know, if you had to give up for 1 week to your significant other, one of these, which one would you give up? Your phone or your bank account?
For a week.
For one whole week, 7 days. Mm. Would you give your phone or bank account? What, Chalk? What?
And you can leave it on our voicemail as well, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. We're going to play your responses back this morning at 920. Which would you give up to your mate for a week, your phone or your bank account? So go on and leave it on our voicemail. Or you can slide in our DMs, just post it on all our Instagram pages and let us know. Right now, it's time for hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry is being brought to you by Scarewinds. You know this Friday, Scarewinds returns Friday the 13th. You can join me for the exclusive escape room experience. That's right, I'm going to be out there helping you go through the escape room at Carowinds. You can escape one of five mazes at Carowinds this Friday. Join me for the return of Carowinds on Friday the 13th. I look forward to it. All right, today Larry is mad at it's kind of like a two-part mad, because I'm mad at the lady, the Uber driver who kicked this lady out for being gay. But I'm also mad at Uber because I think you have to protect your drivers in certain instances as well. And Uber decided to fire this driver for kicking this person out for because I guess she felt like the couple disrespected her car. The couple were kissing in the back seat, and she told them to stop, but they did not. And I guess this went against the Uber driver's morals and values. So she kicked him out. And Uber drivers do have a right to refuse certain rides. Here's what transpired. I want you to hear this.
So you're kicking me out because I'm gay? Are you kicking me out because I'm gay?
I want to. I'm calling the police.
Please call the police.
So the Uber driver proceeded to kick the person out of the car. So I'm mad at that because, you know, like the lady said, you're Uber, you provided a service. So, I mean, just because the woman is gay, you kick her out the car, that's crazy. Now the Uber driver did say that they were kissing. She asked him to stop kissing. I could see her point of view, but still, I mean, the Uber ride, you could have just took him to the end of the ride and not
and gave them a bad rating or something. Because you could rate Uber users. Like, you could rate the users, too, just like users can rate the driver. So, yeah.
I'm not mad at this at all. I'm going to let you know why.
Okay.
She did not kick them out because they were kissing in the backseat of the car. She admitted that she kicked them out because they're gay.
Yeah, but later on in the report, that's what she said.
But her response to that woman in that moment was, I am putting you out of my car because you are gay. Yeah. And that's 100%
wrong. 100%
wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. Absolutely.
So I ain't mad at it.
All right, man. Daddy, you want to see or hear what else I've been mad at, hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Incognito is live in the kitchen when we come back.
No Limit Larry.
Traffic. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid
cause
my focus
on me. That's right, Incognito live in the kitchen. Because the devil's trying to cooking it up. Break me down.
The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me.
Don't fail me now. Come on, then.
There's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs.
Charlotte Clover, new hip hop and R&B is Nolan Bellary in the Morning Madhouse. Incognito live in the kitchen. Coming up, Ms. Jessica's got it for you. You know what it is. Your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is coming up at 8:20. Right about now, it's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Larry, cut that music off. Cut that music off, Larry. Turn my music on. Turn on my music. There it is. Today's what? It's being brought to you by Hardee's first. Making breakfast simple with their new 2-3 more menu. Tasty breakfast for $2, $3, or $4. Now breakfast is the easiest part of your day. Hallelujah. And I'm going to bring the word also. My name is Pastor Real. Why they call me that, Chuck?
Keep it 100.
And today's word, Larry, Jessica, Shark, you know what today's word is? Get got for God. I say get got for God.
Get got for
God? We done all got for God. Somebody say get got.
Get got.
For God.
For God.
Jessica say get got.
Get got.
For God. Shark say get got.
Get got.
For God.
For God.
We done all got before, Larry. I don't know how they did in the mosque, or what is it called? The Kingdom Hall.
Watch your mouth.
That's where y'all were. But in a Black Baptist home, Grandma used to come in your room at 6:30 in the morning, Saturday morning, and punch you dead in your chest out of your sleep, Larry, and say, get up, we going to church. You know what just happened?
Whatever.
You got for God.
Oh, yeah, they did the same thing.
Grandmama got you for God. You be in church sometimes, and the pastor will take his hand and put it up against your forehead. And some of them may even bust you upside your head and say, I rebuke thee, Satan. And you fall out. You think you done got the spirit out of you, but you got a concussion. You know what just happened?
Mm.
You got for God.
You got.
You ever been got for God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know I done got for God. I put $20 in the tithes and offering bin. I said, Deacon, I need $17 back out of this $20. You know how much change I got, Larry?
None.
Zero. I got for God.
You got.
They kept my money. I got for God. I don't like getting got for God. You ever got for God, Larry?
Yes.
Somebody say get got.
Get got.
For God.
For God.
Get got.
Get got.
For God.
For God.
The doors of the church are now open.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
And this word again is being brought to you by Hardee's. Making breakfast simple with their new 2-3 more menu. Take 10% your tithes and make a tasty breakfast for $2, $3, or $4. Now, breakfast is the easiest part of your day. Amen.
If you're pregnant or have kids under 5, WIC can support you every step of the way. WIC provides access to healthy food.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. And I gotta let Burpee do. Let me turn his mic down because I know he's gonna.
Theme music. He gonna real quick while I'm talking.
Well, no, I'm not doing all that.
Oh, we don't.
No, because you should have been said that yesterday. You knew she was coming today.
Shut up, Larry.
You weren't prepared. You know, poor preparation.
Let's introduce her.
in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We have WWE Superstar. She is one of the four horsewomen. She is a former WWE Women's Champion, Raw Women's Champion, four time. One, yep. Two, three, four. Four time Women's Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, and she's the first WWE Women's Tag Team Champion. Come on, you want me to keep going? Snoop Dogg, cousin, what else?
Snoop Dogg,
what else
Snoop
we need
Dogg,
to know?
First woman to main event a pay-per-view, but
come
that's
on.
No big deal.
Come on now.
She looked like not a big deal.
Come on now.
She favored Cardi B to me.
Well, it don't matter because she is. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Give it up for Sasha Banks, ladies and gentlemen.
Sasha Banks live inside the madhouse. I just went live on my Instagram page so y'all can check it out. I am No Limit Larry. He's a beautiful young lady. How do you keep that face looking pretty in wrestling?
Lots of water. Lots of water. The makeup does you good because underneath this, I was a mess this morning.
I doubt it. You are here in Charlotte because we have Clash of Champions. That's right.
Sunday.
Yes.
I'm very excited. It's been a while since I've had a championship match. I've come to collect, get back what I deserve, become a five-time Raw Women's Champion.
Oh, that's
five time, five time, five time, five time, five time Raw Women's Champion.
So I watched the movie about who you said, Paige?
Yeah, right.
So what
right.
is your story, like your journey to WWE?
I've loved wrestling since I was 10 years old, and I knew the moment that I saw it that I wanted to be a WWE superstar. So at the age of 18, I found a wrestling school, trained for 2 years. I sent an email to WWE over and over. I'm like, can I get a tryout? Can I get a tryout? And I got a tryout, got signed, and now here I am making history, making moves, and collecting my checks.
What does a tryout?
What does a tryout
look like? Like, what do you have to do?
Oh, man, it's crazy. We had a 7-day tryout. I went to Tampa, Florida. And it was a lot of roles, a lot of, like, just locking up. They just want to see the basics of, like, can we make you into a star?
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard. I mean, grueling.
So, like, watching the movie, they go through the tryout on the movie.
Yeah.
What it's called, My Family Fight or My Family Fights, whatever the name
Fighting
of the
with
movie.
My Family.
Yeah, Fighting With My Family is the name of the movie. So is it really like that, like we saw in the movie? Like, you meet with the producers and stuff like that, and then you go through the wrestling camp and all that?
Yeah, it's all that.
Okay.
It's all that. We have a performance center down in Orlando, Florida. And every single day we had to go in there and train. I was training for 4 years straight before I got called up to the main roster. And we train, and then we have shows on the week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And it's just like grueling nonstop, but it's what we love to do. We love performing, and it's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people don't see. They see Raw and SmackDown, right. But they don't see the live events that go on, the off
Not
days.
In the world, yes.
Right, right. And personally, my favorite match of yours was you and Bayley in NXT. I think it was NXT TakeOver...
Brooklyn.
When Brooklyn. You hit she hit the backflip thing off the top rope.
I'm calm.
Probably, at the time, match of the year, probably the best women's match in the last
actually.
Right, right. It did
I
win.
Award for that.
I would say that's the best match in the last 5, 6, 10 years, maybe.
I agree.
Best women's
Thank
match. You know, that was dope because I'm an avid fan.
Yes.
Avid fan. I love it. But what is your favorite match? When we come back from break, we want to know what your favorite match is, and we got more with Sasha Banks.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
We ain't aiming for your body. We come from poverty, man, we ain't have a thing. It's a lot of animosity, but they won't say my name. Them rock with me, little don't get banged. Cause they'll do that job for me while I hop on the plane.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Live inside the Madhouse for our special guest celebrity today. Y'all say what's up to Miss Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks. What's going on, Sasha Banks?
And you're in town because we got a big wrestling match coming up.
We do, this Sunday, Clash of Champions. All the championships will be on the line. Of course, my match will be the best one because I am the best in the world. All right. Okay.
I hear it.
Hey. If y'all can't hear it, it's her theme music, but I'm playing it from my laptop.
All yeah. right.
Can so I y'all hear can't hear it out there in the world.
Yes, yeah, so I'm very excited this Sunday. Yes.
And that's going down at the Spectrum Center, 6:30.
Right. And tickets are still on sale. And if you've never been to a WWE show, you have to see it live, especially a pay-per-view. It's larger than life. You know, you just get a really... Let go, let loose, have fun, scream, drink some beer, get some popcorn, and enjoy the show.
Where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
From oh,
yeah.
You're a New England fan?
Of course.
And
I
Tom
am.
Brady, we trust.
City of I Champions. Like hello.
Oh my
oh,
goodness. God.
I love
oh,
her, my baby. Goodness. I love
Why
her.
Are you yelling?
I love her, baby. Anybody who loves Tom Brady is a fan of. I'm a fan of this.
Okay, thank you.
Outside of wrestling, what do you enjoy doing?
Oh man, I love reading. Surprisingly, I just started doing that this past 4 months. I just like being at home with my dog. I just got a puppy who just changed my life, and just sitting on my couch and watching Netflix. That's like what I like to do.
Netflix, which shows on Netflix?
So many. I like Breaking Bad. I like Arrested Development. I like a little bit of everything. Yeah.
So we got questions inside the Madhouse today. Our Madhouse question of the morning is, if your mate asks you to give up one of these two things, which one would you give up? Okay. Your phone or your bank account?
You got to give it to, I mean, your mate has access to that.
For that is such a silly question. Like, why would you give away your bank account? Come on now.
I mean, just access to it. You don't have to give it
what,
up. But.
Why would I need to give her my access to my bank account? Mm-mm. You're trying to take my money?
Hey.
No. Don't know. Mess with my money. You can take my phone any day. I'm sick of it.
You don't got nothing right in your now. Phone?
No, I don't. Okay. You, here.
Your
no,
bank.
We ain't mates. Come on.
Now, Jessica does do a thing.
Where I she, do. I do.
I wanted to see your DMs. That's
yeah, I do check DMs.
Jessica
do
does check DMs.
It's silly. I just I watch it, I see it, and I just laugh at it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the craziest DM you
Damn,
got lately?
I got to stop lately, shooting my I shot. Mean, oh, sorry, babe.
Look at all these guys are just nonstop. They're yeah. so stupid.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's all laughable.
Yeah.
It's just all laughable.
Now, before we went to commercial break, I asked what has been your favorite match since you've been in WWE, whether it's NXT or on the main roster.
I mean, it's the same as you. It's NXT Brooklyn. That match really changed, I feel like, the game for everything. And, you know, still to this day, people come up to me and be like, hey, that match changed my life, or that changed the way that I look at women's wrestling. And because of that match, now I'm a fan. Because of that match, my little girls watch wrestling, and they believe that they can be wrestlers, too. So that match was so special to me because, you know, that match got voted match of the year. Not match of the year for women, but match of the year in general.
Right.
Sasha Banks, speaking of, the, you know, inspiring other little girls, what would you tell a young female who wants to be a wrestler? What would you tell her?
Man, I just say, don't give up. There's going to be so many people telling you you're not going to make it, that you're too small, that you're not pretty enough. But if it's your dream, I think if anything in life is your dream, you got to go out there with your heart, with passion, with love, and you can accomplish anything that you want to.
Now, I have to ask, do you like being a heel or being a face?
I like either one.
Really?
Personally, I think for me, it's fun playing both. And I love that I have the opportunity and the time to do both. I've learned a lot. When you're a bad guy, it's fun. But when you're a good guy, it's even more fun. Like, it's really hard to get people to like you. Mm. And it's a lot easier to get people to hate you. I mean, look at me. but it's fun. It's a fun journey, you know. I get to learn, while being a babyface, what I want my heels to do. So now as a heel, I know what I want my babyfaces to do. So it's a fun learning experience.
Excuse me. I was just wondering,
what's a heel
and what's a face?
Yeah. A face is a good guy and a heel is a bad guy.
Okay.
Right now, people consider me a bad guy, but I just feel like I'm just being me.
Okay.
Because you came back so vicious. Boy, I jumped out of my seat when you came back. I said, Sasha Mike.
I said, I got to put him on check. Making sure everyone's correct, you know?
Sasha Banks live inside the Madhouse. So our other question inside the Madhouse this morning was, we asked the ladies, because it is a Working Woman Wednesday, we asked the ladies to dedicate a song to their ex. What song would you dedicate to your ex?
Well, I don't have an ex.
So your husband is your first boyfriend?
We've been together for a great 8 years, married for 3. So if I had to dedicate any song to him, because we ain't going to get divorced.
Okay. Right.
I know
would
that's
be
right.
Loyalty.
Yes. You like Kendrick Lamar?
I love him. He's my favorite of all time.
Uh-oh. We're going to have to look something up for him.
Yes.
Now, Sasha, you're related to Snoop Dogg.
I am.
What is that like?
It's crazy. I remember him taking me to WrestleMania when I was 16. I'm like, this is what I want to do. He's like, I believe in you. Mm. And then at WrestleMania 32, I believe, he came out with me and he performed my theme song. And I was just like, how crazy is this life?
You took me to WrestleMania when I was 16, and now you're coming out with me for my match?
Wow.
What?
That was dope.
Is so, it blessings on blessings on
what
blessings?
Is the what is the relationship between
he's
you
and
he's
my cousin.
He's your cousin. Okay.
Yeah. First cousin.
First cousin.
Okay. For, yeah. Like, for real or, like, black people cousin?
No, for real. For real. My dad is his uncle. So we all
because you know black
right
people,
now.
We all related right. In this
yes,
world.
That's right.
We're family right now.
Oh, man, I got so
yeah,
many
as a matter of
that.
Fact, when I walk out of here, I'm going to start telling people Sasha's my cousin.
Right.
Sasha Banks live inside the Madhouse. You can catch her this Sunday. It's going to be going down Clash
That's
of the
right.
Champions.
Yep. Spectrum yep. Center. And like she said, tickets are still on sale right now. So make sure you go pick them up.
Oh, you know I'm in there. I'm going to be in there.
Be
front
in
and center. Yep. I'm going to wear my booty old shirt. I'm going to probably have one of the unicorns on. I don't know yet. I'm going to have to wear
don't
something.
Get the legit boss rings.
You know what? I bought them some shades. They didn't bring them. Aww. But last time I was
Next
at
time.
Raw. I bought them some shades.
Time to buy some new ones.
Gotta get some new ones. Gotta get some
new ones. Baby birth bag. Baby birth bag.
Sasha Banks, say something to all your fans down here in Charlotte.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much for supporting me. Come watch me beat Becky Lynch this Sunday at Clash of Champions.
And what's your Instagram so they can follow you?
It's Sasha Banks, WWE.
All right. Charlotte's plug, 598.
Don't
live it. Are you?
Black Smart!
All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Alicia.
Hey, Alicia, how you doing? We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Stand for.
What? Kick it off, Ms. Jessica.
All right, in 2009 at the MTV VMAs, Kanye West jumped up on stage and interrupted whose acceptance speech?
Oh, dang, what was her name? I can't even think of her name, but I know Beyonce cried because she was mad about it, but I can't think of the lady's name.
No, 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 no. No, no.
Oh, well, speaking of Beyonce, she just celebrated her birthday the other day. The other day was B-Day. Name three Beyonce albums.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Oh, no.
Was she black smart?
Alright, you want to win? You got to answer my question and Miss Jessica's question on Black Smart. We're gonna put you inside WWE this Sunday, Clash of the Champions. Let's go! First caller through correct answer, you got it. Power 98.
No limit, Larry.
No limit, Larry. The morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is time for your madhouse voicemail. Y'all slide in our DMs. You answer the madhouse question of the morning, which this morning was what, Burpee?
The question of the morning, this morning, we would like to know if you had to give up for a week one of these, your phone or your bank account to your significant other, which one would you give up?
All right, let's find out what Madhouse Nation had to say.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks. What do you have to say? It go
down in the DMs. All right, y'all. What they said in them DMs, though?
All right, so Mastermind said, I'll give up my bank account before I come up off my phone. That's where all the money at anyway.
Oh, really? That's what y'all feeling like out here? Well, somebody else said.
Lovely Rose 01 said, my phone, no way I'm giving up the bank account to spend all my money.
That's all the DMs we got.
All right, man, let's go to the lines and see what y'all had to say on the voicemail. 704-227-8780.
What's up, No Limit Larry? This is Alex in Belmont, Carolina. Just wanted to reach out to you and answer your question, man. I'd rather give her my phone. You know, I don't get no booty calls on the phone, but I do get a lot of business calls. And, man, would I love for someone to take my phone from me.
Yeah, this is Neon Chambers from Marlboro, North Carolina. And if I had to choose to give my bank account my phone, I would give my phone. You is not taking my bank account. Mm-mm.
Yes, this is Kagan calling about the which item would you give up for 1 week to your spouse. I would give up my bank account. Yeah, I would give up my bank account. No worries.
Good morning, Madhouse. This your boy Duke from Charlotte. Man, I give up my bank account for 7 days because ain't nothing in it. You know what I'm saying? The bank account sitting on zero, but that cell phone be jumping. Can't get that up for no 7 days, Pimper. You can have that bank account all you want because you can't withdraw nothing.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and give up my bank account. It depends on the pay week or not. It won't be too much in my bank account. I can't give up my cell phone.
Man, listen. Pick on my account number, my route number, everything, because, yeah.
Well, I'm calling in to answer the question. I have to say, he can get either one. He can choose if he wants the phone or the bank account. But if he chooses the bank account, I just want to make sure I got to take some of my funds out before he gets it.
Good morning. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. My mate can take my phone because I don't care. I don't use it half the time anyway. He can't take my bank account because I need that change.
Just think about it even. What you going to give up that bank account or that phone for a week? Tune in every morning at 6:05 for your Madhouse Question of the Morning. Coming up, man, somebody's playing Black Smart, trying to win these tickets. They're trying to steal these tickets from Black Smart. And Ms. Jessica's got your Nosy Neighbor recap.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions.
None of it, Larry. The Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Somebody's trying to steal these tickets from Black Smart.
Hey, this is Tony from Kannapolis, man.
All right, Jessica, you got to answer your question.
All right. In 2009, as Kanye West, he ran up on the stage and interrupted whose acceptance speech during the MTV Video Music Awards?
Taylor Swift.
And all right, big dog, you got to name me three Beyonce albums.
Three Beyonce albums?
Yes, sir.
Lemonade, B-Day, and Beyonce.
Okay, look at you trying to know a little something about BD.
You win.
You are Black Smart, and because you're Black Smart, we're going to put you in the building this Sunday at WWE Clash of the Champions going down at the Spectrum Center. Dolph Ziggler, Kofi Kingston, Seth Rollins, Charlotte Flair, and Sasha Banks will all be in the building. Tell us what station hooked you up, homeboy.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.